It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. It's Motown Monday with the Marvelettes from 19-something or other. I have no clue what year it was. Hey, it's National Nurses Day. So hats off to all the nurses out there, whether you're an LPN or RN or nurse's aide or a nurse practitioner. Like, isn't that what,
what's his name?
Yeah, why am I thinking of it?
Terry Coyle.
That's what Terry Coyle is, a nurse practitioner. And so we got to be sure and text him Happy Nurses Day. okay, it is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you each day by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And our guest today to kick it off is Clay Parker, and he's with Bullhead Business Builders. And if you have any questions during the show, you can call Clay, 702-298-1063 or 106.3, which is our dial frequency. And Clay, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Larry. And congratulations. I have. And congratulations on taking over the as host of the show.
Yeah.
I love what you've done with the place.
It's a big seat, you know. It's a bigger seat. No, I'm just kidding. Paul could be listening. I'm going to get a text.
I was going to say something,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, but Happy Nurses Day to Terry Coyle, who's also a chamber ambassador, as I am, and as Clay is. And but today, it's Bullhead Bitter Businesses.
Business Builders. Close.
Business Builders. I'm going to get it right. I wrote it down. I still did it wrong. So tell us what that is.
It's real simple. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the BNI groups. Business Networking International. It's an international business networking group, basically. We started as that years and years ago.
Okay.
And eventually they just decided to branch off back in November of 2012, create their own group separate from the BNI, which is X. But we follow the same formula. We are an exclusive group, only non-competitive. So only one of each business category is allowed into it. We pass referrals back and forth to each other. We help each other grow our businesses. We give each other marketing advice. We talk about educational things within the business. But lately, our biggest thing is to try to help build a better business community around. We've really embraced the chamber, the city, the new businesses coming in. And, you know, we're a group of local business owners. Local small business owners that are just trying to grow our businesses and help others grow theirs.
And you're the chairperson.
I'm the president of the group for this year, yeah.
President. But you're not a business owner.
No, I'm not. Not here anyways. But I'm not. I do represent our company there.
Right. And tell everybody who your company is.
I'm with Totally Awesome Printing.
Right.
So we're the largest in-house in the tri-state area. So I'm the operations manager over there. Most of the people in there are the actual business owners. We do have some that are representatives. The representatives that do come are the ones that are out in the community that can help refer other, you know, get referrals to other members and stuff like that. You know, so if you're the one in your company that is sort of the public relations person even.
Right.
And, you know, have the ability to, you know, sell the product, whatever product you're selling and stuff like that.
Okay, so who are some of your other members in your group?
Right now I got 16. We have Ergens Law, Superior.
Ergens?
Yeah, Sue Ergens comes.
Oh.
Nathan Jacquard from Superior Mortgage Lending. Steve Little from Little's Tire and Auto.
Right.
Chris McDaniel from Colorado River Top Producers. Nisa Emery from Jennings and Larson Family Dentistry. Dr. Bart Hayes from Hayes Chiropractic. Maria Portillo from Lapidus Cleaning Services, Rusty Dubois from Tri-State AC Hero, Greg Eidsness from Farm Bureau Financial, myself, obviously.
Right.
We have Maria Pineker from Living Waters Hospice, Tristan from Horizon Community Bank, Dave Draper from Farm Bureau Financial as well, Chris Morris from Laughlin Ranch, and because she's listening, I'll just pick on her, and Diana Morrison.
From
Tri-State Paralegal Services.
Yeah. She'll text me in a second.
Yeah, I'll probably get one too.
She was killing me the other day. She kept texting me during the show, and I was like, come on. Okay, so you meet weekly or monthly?
We meet every Tuesday morning at 7. We actually just moved. We're building the new room as we speak, actually. I'm heading right over there. We open up the new room tomorrow. It's at 859 Hancock, right next door to Bart Hayes.
Oh, okay.
So the building we were in, Greg Eidsness was really, really gracious to let us use the suite right next to him until he rented it out. So,
That's a bummer.
Yeah. It was a nice room, but
it's a bummer,
you know,
for a lot of people except Greg.
Yeah.
He's happy he rented it.
So and Bart, you know, Bart Hayes is doing the same exact thing. He has an extra suite in his building that, you know, he's allowing us to come in and paint and set up all of our stuff. And
perfect.
So we'll be meeting at 859 Hancock. We're back tomorrow morning at 7. So networking starts at 6:45.
Oh, okay. So now the goal is for each one of you to help each other's business develop and grow.
Correct. And, you know, I mean, it's a main focus. One of the misconceptions is that you are required to refer to everyone in the group. We suggest it, obviously, because,
right,
you know, we're all part of the same group. You know, there isn't a requirement on that. But in a way, too, you know, it helps out the business community,
right,
all around. It helps out the city's, economic development as well, because all of our dollars are local. I mean, since November of 2012, when we chaptered, closed businesses, when, you know, business that's done between, you know, between our members, and this is even with past members, you know, $2,649,225, and every one of those dollars are local.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, that's since November of 2012. Just in April alone, we did $16,127.
So that's just referrals where somebody told somebody, you know, call Clay and he'll take care of your printing needs, or
exactly,
go see Barty, takes care of your back, or,
right,
you know. So, and then each business tracks those numbers?
They track them. They turn them in. Our vice president, that's his job to basically put the report together, which is, you know, what we read off, and we announce these every single week in the meeting.
Okay.
You know, but your business is outside of just our group get help too, because, you know, if I know a business that needs someone to clean, and I refer Maria to them, and Maria walks into that business and she winds up doing business with that business or purchasing their product, so it just spreads.
Okay.
It just spreads and
but
keeps
you're
going.
Not like the chamber.
No, no.
What's a big difference?
The biggest difference with
you have more hair than John.
I have more hair than John. Yeah. See, John for the longest time thought that we were in competition, and, you know, our goal is to partner with the chamber, not compete with them.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the chamber has so many members. You know, for example, printing companies, they have two or three.
Right.
You know, we're only allowed to have one.
Okay.
You know, I mean, our goal is to we're set up for the small. Our niche is that small business owner that wants to take what they have and grow it. We work great with startups. I know the chamber is great with that as well, but that's more of our niche. The chamber is more open to everybody, multiple businesses and multiple categories. We try to limit it. I mean, our cap is
so you don't
like
have,
25 people. So.
Okay, you don't have Walmart and Dot Foods?
No.
Oh,
no.
All right. Okay.
No.
I guess John does.
Yeah.
All right. So now, of all those businesses, who's been there the longest member?
Oh, geez. That's a good question. You know, I know some of them were the founding. I know some of them were the founding members because a lot of them transferred over from BNI. So I would say I think the founding members, I know Nathan's been there a while. Greg Eidsness, he's been everywhere for years and years and years and years. I hope he's not.
Some of us remember when
I hope he's not listening.
Some of us remember when he was the bookkeeper at Tri-State Building Materials.
I know Dr. Hayes has been around there for a while. Jennings and Larson's has been members. Steve Little, he's been a member for a while, too. I've been in the group about 3 years. Sue Ergens as well. But I think the founding members that remain are Nathan Jacquard, Chris Morgan, and I do believe Greg Eidsness.
Oh, okay. All right. But business like Greg's, he's got an established business for a long time.
That is correct. And Greg's actually, his business is actually in there under two categories. Greg is the financial planner. He's in there, he promotes the financial portion, and he has Dave, who works for him as well, who handles the insurance portion of it. So he's actually been able to break his in because he has those two separate categories and profit centers.
Okay.
In his business.
So and you want to grow to 25? You said.
Yeah, I think our rules state that we can have 30. When we get about 25, we're gonna have to figure out either how to cut time or extend the meeting because we try to keep things within an hour. But
right.
Yeah, my goal by the time my term is up in October is to be at 20. We're at 17 right now.
All right. So want three more?
Three more.
So if that's
my goal. No. I mean, I'll take more, but my goal is to be at 20.
So if someone's listening, what does it cost to join the group?
It's a $75 membership application fee. Okay, and then you have a choice to pay per quarter or per year. $90 a quarter, or if you pay it off for the whole year, it's $300 a year.
So the
return is there. I know companies. It's brought in to one particular company I won't name. But, netted almost $27,000 a year on average.
And you just put on a chamber mixer.
Did. Yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Maria Pinecker and Sue Ergens and Diana Morrison were all three key players in that. When they picked baseball as a theme, of course, I'm a big baseball fan, so I was all excited about that. But, yes, and that's the thing, too. We are chamber members. Bart Hayes is our ambassador representative. So that's part of building that stronger business community. We want to make sure that we got in with the chamber, became a member of them, and worked hand-in-hand with them as much as we can.
So Bart Hayes is now an ambassador. Oh,
He's assigned to it. he's out of town, so we could talk about him.
All right. Is he on a cruise, too?
I don't know where he's at.
I think every time Lori Duggan goes on a cruise, he goes, too. They're buddies, the four of them take off, and they go on a cruise for 2 weeks.
I don't know. All I know is his office is going to be closed for a few days. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So let us take a break. And we'll come back and we'll visit a little bit more. And you can tell us also a little bit more about Totally Awesome Printing if you want.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Your boat doesn't need to look like that. The seats, carpet, rails, and engine cover are all sun-scorched. Well, drop it off at the upholstery shop.
David Miner and his team of professionals can restore your boat's interior to like-new condition. Yeah, show it off again and be proud. The Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City does more than restore auto, boat, home, and patio furnishings. They restore your image and pride. The Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value.
And we are back, Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And if you got a question for Clay in regards to Bullhead Business Builders, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. And again, brought to you by Mojave Shred. They take care of all your secure document protection. You know, you can bring Randy in, but be careful because he can talk to you for about an hour about the laws and the rules and everything else. But you'll be safe when you sign up with him. Mojave Electric Cooperative, you know, they have that co-op connection card where you can pick up on the Hancock office, and it's free, and it saves you money. So if you don't want to save money, if you are, you know, rich and you just like spending full boat everywhere you go, you don't need a co-op connection card. But if you get one, you save money. And you can save on brand-new cars and furniture and all kinds of good stuff around town. And Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, speaking of new cars, they got the new Hyundais up there, and you can test drive any car on the lot, or you can order a custom Hyundai with all the different colors you want inside and outside and everything else. And we're back now with Clay and Totally Awesome Printing. What all do they do?
I think the list of what we don't do would be shorter.
Okay.
There is very little that we don't do. We have basically six divisions. We do wide format. We do vehicle wraps. We do small format printing, T-shirts, screen printing, heat press, 15 embroidery heads. We have a trophy division, so we'll build trophies. We have sublimated plaques, laser engraved plaques.
You said 15 embroider heads. So like if you're doing hats, you could do 15 at a time?
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
That is correct.
That's
so,
a lot.
Yeah. it's a lot easier than the three that we had a couple years ago. It actually makes things go a lot quicker, so it's really increased the turnaround time. And
okay.
We have a couple guys that run those that just – They're phenomenal. They love it.
Yeah, because if it's popping them out, you got to be able to pop them in, right? Yeah.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. Yeah.
Embroidery to me it drives me nuts. I'll stay at my computer, or I'll go work in wide format. I let them have the embroidery section.
All right. Okay.
I try to stay out of that. Obviously, we last year we won best custom printing. We won best of uniforms for 2018, and CAA Small Business of the Year.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. And
when you talk uniforms, you're talking school uniforms.
School uniforms.
Right.
We are actually the only ones that you can order them online. We just launched a new domain. It's called OurSchoolShirts.com. OurSchoolShirts.com. Go to that link. Click on your school. It takes you right to the store. You can order your school shirts online, and we will deliver them.
Oh, wow.
So for those families that can't make it to the, you know, the work all day and, you know, can't always make it over to the retail center to buy them, that option is always available.
All right, good, good. So that's new.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So what are we missing?
As far as which one?
Both. What have we not talked about?
For the Bullhead Business Builders, we are open any category that I didn't mention earlier. If you have a business in that category, if you would like to, check us out, see if this is something for you, you're welcome to come as a guest. You can reach myself or Chris McDaniels, who is our membership coordinator, on our phone. It rings right to our cell phones. Our phone number is 928-793-3000. 3494, 928-793-3494. You can also go to bullheadbbb.com. That's our website. It's still in progress, so we don't have everyone up there yet, but it's almost done. But that is our new website. And again, if you do want to come as a guest tomorrow, we are now at 859 Hancock Road, right next door to Bart Hayes.
Okay, very good. So all your members know you moved, right?
They better. I texted all 16 of them, so if they didn't, it's on them.
All right, okay. All right, so we're good. We got everything covered. We've talked about give the phone number one more time for in case somebody didn't have a chance to write it down.
Sure, 928-793-3494. Please keep in mind that this does ring to two other people's cell phones, so if you get a voice message that says Clay or Chris, leave the voice message, please. I get people going, we didn't know it was you guys, because it is a Google Voice number that transfers to our cell phone, so sure you guys leave a voice message if the other one of us isn't available to answer.
So you guys are high-tech. You're using
Google
to do all this.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. You're partners with Google?
No. And we don't broadcast a radio show from our clubhouse yet. But
And they can't join because Google's too big, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you can.
Yeah. I have Kiwanis on Tuesday mornings. I'm already committed.
You could broadcast live from our clubhouse there, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Clay.
Thank you.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Well, it happened. She became a mom. Show this first-time mom how precious she really is. Celebrate her this Mother's Day with specialty gifts from Lady Di's Florist. A bouquet of fresh flowers with a sweet card attached, something fun from Lady Di's gift collection, or a box of gourmet chocolates, which every mom loves. Send your first-time mom a little something for Mother's Day from Lady Di's Florist, Lake Havasu City.
At Rogers Tile and Flooring, their goal is to exceed expectations and produce a finished product that will last for years to come. Be a part of a great company that puts customer satisfaction first. Rogers Tile and Flooring is looking for experienced tile setters. Your own tools and transportation are needed for the job. Apply in person at 2675 North Kiowa Boulevard, Lake Havasu, or call 928-505-2492. That's 928-505. 2492.
Yes, at a Motown Monday, Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall, KNTR Speak Out 2.0, Voice of the Free. And we want to hear from you. If we have a guest in here and you have a question, give us a call. Or if you think we haven't had a guest and we should have a guest, by all means call and let me know. And I'll get a hold of that individual and we'll try and invite them in if they're available. The show each day, Monday through Friday, is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And those three sponsors bring you the show. If you have a question, you want to call in, 702-702. 298-1063. And now we threw Clay out, and we have Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
And what's your last name?
Kronke.
Kronke.
Yes.
Kronke.
It's super German, and I guess when you pronounce it correctly, it's supposed to be cranky, which is no end of jokes for my family.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
So when you first got married?
No, that's my adopted last name. That's my dad's last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you're married?
No.
Oh, not yet. Almost. No. Okay. All right. So now you are kind of the inventor of community pride? Mojave Pride.
So it was a team effort. My sister and I went to another Pride event, and on the drive back, we decided that it was time for Mojave County to have one. Speaking of my sister, she's sick today. Otherwise, she'd be with us.
Yeah, because she was going to come in. Yeah.
Yeah, she's not feeling
well. Sorry, Brittany, you didn't make it.
So, yeah, we were driving back, and we were just talking, and one of my sister's friends was with us, and all of a sudden, it was just like, we could do this. We could do this really well. We could make a great event, and it would be a lot of fun. And we had no idea what we were getting into. We had no idea. No, it's been crazy.
Wow.
It's been crazy. So then we started talking about it, and that was back in October. And so we wanted to wait until after the holidays. You know, nobody wants to talk about events during
right.
the holidays. They're busy wrapping presents.
Exactly.
So then we started approaching our mutual friends starting in January, and that got us a marketing person. He's been taking care of all of our website design and advertisement. That's Taylor. And then our entertainment person, Joe. He's a bartender at Blackbridge Brewery in Kingman. And then we've got Angela. She works at Mojave Mental Health, and she's taking care of the Kids Zone. We have Ronnie and Gideon. Ronnie works at Budget Blinds. Is that what it's called? Budget Blinds? Yeah,
okay.
It's a blinds company in Kingman. and he's taking care of the drag show, the after party, and then the drag show the next day. And Gideon works at Victoria's Sugar Shack, and they're working on the costume contest for the kids. And it's been, and if I'm forgetting anybody, I am so sorry. I hope I'm not. But it's just been, it's been a wild, wild ride getting everything put together, and yeah.
Okay, so what's the date?
So it's June 8th. From 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then the after party is at Blackbridge Brewery starting at 9 p.m. And that's a drag show. Only 21 and older.
Okay.
All the kids have to go home and go to bed.
All right.
And then Sunday.
Where is it? When you say the 10 to 8, where's that going to be?
Oh, for the actual festival? It's at Metcalf Park in Kingman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Metcalf. All right.
Yep.
And when you say Mojave Pride, you're not saying we want to talk about the pride of Mojave County.
No.
Be specific.
It's LGBT pride.
Okay.
So it's directly for the queer community, because in our area, it is largely conservative. And while we have about a reported 3% of the queer, hold on, it's just English. 3% of Mojave County's population identifies as part of the queer community,
okay.
which is a very similar percentage to a city like San Francisco or New York.
Really?
Let that sink in a little bit.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Where is everyone?
Well, you know, not everybody is open.
Sure, and that's part of it.
And then, you know, I know couples that are gay, and,
mm-hmm.
and both women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And they do their own things,
and
you know. And the other thing is that you can see a couple out
mm-hmm.
and not know that they're a couple.
Sure.
You know.
Sure,
you
absolutely.
You just think they're friends or whatever, or brothers and sisters. Or.
And by the statement, you know, where is everyone? I mean mostly where's the support? Where's, you know, you go, something as simple as you go to a store like Cracker Barrel, and there are plenty of Mr. and Mrs. items. Where's the store for Mr. and Mr.?
Where's
the store for Mrs. and Mrs.? There's very, very little representation in Mojave County as a whole, but that also includes support for transgender people. It includes support for the queer community as a whole with things like housing or anything work-related or even mental health. for somebody who's transgender to get any help with making a transition, they'd have to go all the way to Phoenix.
Right.
And we have the same population as San Francisco and New York, and they have to
I would think that with Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior, we probably have some people in there that could help them. They may not have the experience with with a transgender person as they do in Phoenix.
Right.
You know, because of, you know, it is a small part of the county. Like I have a granddaughter who's 11 who has decided that she's transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going through counseling. And she has created a Instagram page and changed her name.
That's a big step.
I know. I thought so, too, for 11 anyways. And it just so happened that I was at Mojave Mental Health a few months ago. Our Kiwanis Club put on a Kiwanis Kids Expo on Train Road. And Mojave Mental Health was going to be a part of it. So I went up there to pick up their application. Well, I ended up going into the office of a child psychologist. She was filling out the application.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, wow, what an opportunity here. I got to ask her about this, you know. So I said to her, I said, well, you know, I've got an 11-year-old granddaughter who thinks that she's transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, is she in counseling? And I said, I don't know. I have to ask my son.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, I will tell you that she needs to be in counseling. I said, yeah, but the question I want to know is, does an 11-year-old know that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, most definitely. And so that, to me, was a wake-up call. I wasn't aware that a kid 10, 11, or 12 could identify with that they're the wrong person, basically.
Right.
You know, how does a child do that? But apparently they can, so I'm not disputing it, and especially when I hear it from a professional like that.
Sure.
So, I mean, we do have people in our community that can work with families. And
that's amazing. And that's part of the reason that we wanted to do Pride is because while you have had that experience where you got to meet that person, where you got to meet that professional that is accepting, encouraging, and knowledgeable, many of the members in our community feel very isolated and they don't know where to go.
Okay.
So by having this Pride Festival, perhaps that professional would like to attend and meet people that are in need of her services.
So are you going to invite the mental health agencies of Mojave County?
We're currently waiting for responses from Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavioral.
Well, and then you've also got a lot of small mental health, like a doctor type thing that's doing his own thing in his office. And he may have, you know, some, or she may have some experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to just reach out to some of the other ones besides the two big ones.
Yeah, we would love to. And if anybody, you know, if anybody listening to this has that experience or would like to participate, you can go to our website. It's super easy. Everything's under Mojave Pride. So it's MojavePride.com. It's Mojave Pride on Facebook. It's Mojave Pride on Instagram. And as far as those private practitioners, if I knew who they were, I would totally reach out.
But most of them you'll find on the web or in the phone book.
Okay.
So they should, you know, I would think if you Google them, they would all come up under one category.
The only ones that I found were in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, put in Mojave County as your first search, I guess.
And, I'll try that.
Because you might be able to find some that are smaller, you know, that are not as big as Mojave Mental Health and Southwest Behavior, but can still might want to come and be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who else are you inviting?
So aside from the mental health officials, that's not the word, the professionals, we're also hoping for some first responders to attend. They're going to have tents right now, confirmed. We have the fire department from Kingman.
Okay.
They're coming and they're bringing their little setup so people can practice using the fire extinguishers. That looks pretty cool. I saw elderly women in their 80s putting out these giant fires and looking super cool doing it. We also have, so Blackbridge Brewery is doing the beer garden. We have a ton of food vendors coming, Garlic Clove, Sirens Cafe, because it's Kingman, so it's easy for them to get to.
Sure.
Scoops from Havasu, they're bringing their ice cream truck. We also have, I wish I knew the name of the group, but they do a lot of the historical reenactments. They're bringing belly dancers, fighters to do their demonstrations. They're going to have a whole little area back in the back of the park. It'll be kind of a village set up, and the kids can go and look at the armor and the drums. And we have a bunch of vendors that are attending as well. There is an animal group from Bullhead, I believe. They're bringing their therapy dogs, their licensed right. service therapy dogs, for so there will be a hug tent in case somebody needs some physical affection, just needs a good hug.
Okay.
It's good for you. And then right next door to that will be a dog tent where you can get your puppy love.
You can hug a dog.
Yeah. So basically the whole goal is whatever kind of support you need, even if you're not part of the queer community, you can come and get that support. You can find your tribe. That's what we've been saying, is your tribe is here. We need to build better communities. That starts with our families. That starts with our tribes. And that's what we're working on doing, with a special focus on the queer community in our area.
What about education? Are you inviting some education folks that might see this in their schools? Because I sit back and I wonder, how's my granddaughter's teachers handling this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they call her Sean or do they call her Emma? I don't know.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So, no, not yet.
Okay.
That's a really good question, and as soon as I leave here, I will reach out. We do have plans, because there will be a family zone where people can purchase wristbands either for themselves to participate or their kids. There will be face painting, rock painting, a discount on the tie-dye tent, bouncy houses, a bunch, way too much to list.
Okay.
So our plan was to take those bracelets and approach the school district to offer them, you know, they can purchase them at a discounted rate and then sell them if they so chose at their offices or at their schools, like the carnival does. So it's kind of a fundraiser for the school, and it also helps promote awareness about the event and gets the kids involved even more. So as far as inviting the schools, that's really the extent, but that was a really good idea.
Okay.
I will definitely look into that.
All right. Do they have these type of groups in Vegas and in Phoenix?
These types of groups, as far as
a pride group,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Would pride, you be inviting any of those people up, or meeting with some of those people about doing this type of event?
So they plan on attending. Vegas Pride will be having a booth. I don't know if Phoenix Pride is having a booth, but Flagstaff Pride, Pride in the Pines, is happening just a couple of weeks after ours, and they're attending to kind of help, you know, to show us where we might be lacking, what we can make better.
Right.
Because they've been, you know, doing their Pride Festival for such a long time, and they've been around the block, 8 million times,
yeah.
They can help us.
And yours is brand new.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah. So is this just you and your sister and that handful of little people that you've named off?
So as far as the organizing team, yes. But we do also have quite a few volunteers. We had our first volunteer meeting in Kingman last Tuesday, and we had 33 in attendance.
Oh, good. Okay.
And they were just so happy to sit around the table and say, wow, we're not alone.
Yeah.
Because they feel alone.
Right.
Feel isolated. That's been the biggest response that we've gotten.
So 33 in Kingman alone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We went to Havasu the week before. Brittany and Ronnie went to Havasu, and I don't know why, but Havasu has been the hardest area for us to, get traffic from, like on the website, on Facebook, to really get communication from. It's been really hard to break into Havasu, and I don't know if it's because of like the snowbirds or the age area. I have no idea.
I don't know, but you're reaching them right now.
Hopefully.
You know, we reach all of Mojave County and Laughlin and Needles and parts
Havasu.
Beyond. Yeah, and so, again, give the website.
MojavePride.com. Super
and
easy.
Is there anybody they can call? Or?
Yeah. They can call me. Because of my other business, my cell phone number is everywhere. So you can call me. My name is Courtney, and my number is 928-263-9306.
Okay, what's your other business?
So I'm a face painter.
You're a face painter.
And my business is Nudge Pudge. And normally...
Nudge Pudge.
Yes, Nudge Pudge.
So you show up at events and paint kids' faces.
Yep. I'm at the Mojave County Fair, Andy Devine Days. I'll be at the Mother's Day Festival at Metcalf this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so you can come and say hi to me there.
I'm a Bullhead boy.
When will I be in Kingman? I was at the Borough Barbecue.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they had good food.
Yeah, I know. They always do. Unfortunately, that day I was in Las Vegas. But,
now you're a Las Vegas guy.
That day. So, have we missed anything?
Another quick rundown of the event. So, setup for the event is June 7th, and then The event itself is June 8th. After party starts at 9, and that's at Blackbridge Brewery in Kingman. Then Sunday, it's, I always get it mixed up, but it's Donuts and Drag Queens? Drag Queens and Donuts? I always get it mixed.
Okay.
But it's a luncheon, and that, so the after party is 21 and over, and then on Sunday, it's 18 and over, because drag queens can be a little ornery in their humor, so that's only for grown-ups.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a full weekend. It is a All full right. weekend.
Give your phone number one more time in case people want to write it down.
Okay. So you can call me. My name is Courtney, and my phone number is 928-263-9306.
Okay. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry your sister was sick.
I am too.
Yeah.
She sounded like a frog this morning. She and my niece are sick.
That's okay for the radio, though.
Yeah, but not to get you sick.
That's right. Yeah,
you
no, I don't need to get sick. I don't need to get sick. So, all right, Courtney, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And keep in touch with us. Let's talk about this again if we get a little bit closer.
I'd love to.
And you got more people participating and you know, want to be a part of it.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Since 1980, the Apothecary Shop has been Lake Havasu's expert in compounding medications. Whether it's hormone therapy, pain creams, or even veterinary medicines for your dog or cat, the Apothecary Shop treats each patient individually and with care. Transfer your prescriptions and enjoy a more personable relationship with Lake Havasu's only compounded prescription pharmacy. Come see Tony Liska and the Apothecary Shop on Mesquite Avenue, across from the hospital, in Lake Havasu for over 35 years, caring for you and about you.
Shagru's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Shagru's Wednesday nights. What makes Wednesday night Shagru's night? How about half off any wine on Shagru's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Shagru's takes pride in their wine collection. Shagru's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Shagru's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wonders. Come taste the wonders.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
Hello, this is Jerry Stewart for Sam's Shooters Emporium. You hear my daily feature, One Moment in America, on this Radio Central station. I give you straight information about our great country, and now I want to talk about one real straight shooter, Sam Scarmardo. Sam has the best prices and largest inventory of any gun store in the area. He also has the largest indoor shooting range, and I'm sure you know old Sam is a staunch supporter of the NRA. And with the House of Representatives controlled now by the Democrats, your gun rights could be in jeopardy. It's Sam's Shooters Emporium on Main Street, Lake Havasu City. See you there.
I'm Ariel Hosey.
And I'm Ashley Hosey.
And when it comes to property in Lake Havasu City, call our dad, Andy Hosey, a Realty Executive.
Hello, Andy Holte here with Realty Executives. From investment properties to building your finer retirement home, I have a pulse on the Havasu market, and in your professional that works locally here, and Havasu is my specialty.
Realty Executives, Lake Havasu City, where the experts are.
I call it a Motown Monday. I don't know about you. This is Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall, where we have been talking with Clay today from Bullhead Business Builders and Courtney from Mojave Pride. And Now it is time for us to do community calendar. But again, let me remind you, our sponsors, Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, are our main sponsors of the program today. Coming up tonight and tomorrow night, once again, EPCOR is having a community open house where they want to explain their vision of the water issue with them in the city of Bullhead City. It's at the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Realtors Association building at 837 Hancock Road. It's a huge room, so don't think you're going to be standing outside. 837 Hancock Road starts at 6 o'clock tonight and 6 o'clock again tomorrow night. Coming up on Wednesday is the Community Resource Exchange. That's at the Bullhead City Library, and that's from 1 o'clock until 2:30. Diane Beersley puts that on with Hospice of Havasu. And if you want to participate or you have any questions, you can call Diane at 928-542-8894. And then there's a huge career fair coming up also on Wednesday the 8th at Mojave Community College in Bullhead City. There's three different agencies participating in that. That is from 10 until 2. And that's in the room 600 at the college. When you pull in off the highway, it's all the way straight ahead. And you've got to park on the left or right, but you're going to walk up to that little horseshoe there. And that's the 600 building. And so if you're looking for a job, here's an opportunity for you at the career fair and job fair at MCC on Wednesday. Coming up on Saturday, and Lori Duggins from the police department will be here on Friday to give more details about the 23rd annual Carrie Edgman Bike Rodeo. This is at Walmart, and they hold it on the south end of Walmart behind like the building where AT&T is and H&R Block, and there's a chiropractor in there. It's behind that building. So the nice part about it is it's kind of secluded back there, and it's safe. We don't have to worry about cars coming through there. So that is from 9 to 1 at Walmart. People always get there early. I remember years and years of setting that up, and we would get there, and people were already there waiting for us to set up. And the police department sets up a whole course, and it's really nice, and the kids get to ride around out there. And so if you can't bring your bike, they have loaner bikes. If you're going to have Motown Monday, you've got to have Stevie Wonder. And the 31st annual John McCormick Chip-In for Kids is at El Rio on Saturday, and that starts at 7:30. If you want to participate or you have any questions, you call Autumn at the Boys and Girls Club, 763-1411, and Autumn will answer your questions. There's also coming up on Saturday, the 11th, the Law Enforcement Torch Run Special Olympics Kayak and Breakfast. And that starts at Davis Camp. And you have any questions, again, you're going to want to call Lori at the Bullhead City Police Department, 763-9200. And I think she's back today. She's been on vacation. Coming up on the 15th of next week, this is in Needles. This is Run for the Wall. 400 motorcyclists are expected to come into Needles on the 15th. They're going to have lunch about 1:45. And they're going to hang out at Santa Fe Park in Needles. And that's at 1:45 next Wednesday, the 15th. So, you know, something you might want to check out. It's put on by the Needles Chamber of Commerce. And that's 760-326-2050. Coming up a week from Friday, it's Willie Nelson and family. They're all going to be there. Probably some people that aren't his family are going to show up also. They're going to be at Harrah's, and that's at 9 p.m., which the weather will be really nice out there, outdoor theater, at 9 p.m. on the 17th. If you have any questions or you want to buy tickets, you want to call the Total Rewards Center at 702-298-8510. Saturday the 18th is the last day to sign up for River Valley Devils Youth Football and Cheer. And that's at Javelina's Coffee Shop, Coffee Express. That's from ages 5 to 14. And on that day, on the 18th, is from 9 a.m. till noon. So if you want to get your kids involved in that, either in football or cheer, then you want to sign them up that day. Also on the 18th, the Bullhead City Fire Department, along with Arizona Game and Fish, are going to do a life jacket exchange program. This is going to happen at Bullhead Fire Station number 2, which is on Highway 95, 1230 Highway 95, right across from the Bullhead Community Park. That's from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's like jackets. So if you bring one of those orange ones that just wrapped around your neck, that's what you're going to get back, only you're going to get a newer one. If you're not going to exchange that for a nice full-body life jacket. So keep that in mind. If you have any detailed questions, you can call Lori Viles at the Bullhead City Fire Department at 928-754-2001. Now, on the 18th, Mojave Mental Health is, it's called a Mental Health Awareness Day. This is put on by My Kid. This is at Centennial Park in Kingman, and it's from noon until 3 p.m. And if you have any questions about that, you call Amy, and her number is 928-308-1240. And also coming up later, this is at the Bullhead Chamber of Commerce, but it is not put on by the Chamber of Commerce. It's called Annual Summer Bash. So I'll tell you more about that as we go. I thought it was put on by the Chamber, but it is not. It is just at the Chamber building. On the 26th, Memorial Day fireworks, the AV will be shooting them off from 7 to 9. And I do know that the Chamber here is going to be shooting them off also in Laughlin. And I'll have to text Jackie and find out what time because I don't know. But I'll get that on my list here. Now, coming up on Monday the 27th, which is Memorial Day, they have Memorial Day services at Desert Lawn Funeral Home, Crematory, and Memorial Gardens. That's always a great event to kind of honor the vets. They usually have the ROTC there. They have some entertainment. The fire department in Mojave Valley participates. For information, you call Desert Lawn at 768-5959. On Thursday the 30th, Kingman City is having an expo, and this is an expo for the city, and I think it's going to be at different locations. I'll get more on that for you from the city, but that's coming up not till the 30th of the month. And coming up on the 30th also, happening here in Laughlin, from the 30th to the 2nd, of June is going to be a Western Romp Ride in Military Pride. That's happening at the American Legion Post 60 here in Laughlin. And by the way, Black Cat Bones, they're a classic rock and blues group. They'll be playing there. And for information, you want to go to ridepost60.com. And that's going to wrap it up for us today. Oh, let me mention one more thing for Jackie at the Laughlin Chamber. They have their networking breakfast coming up on the 31st. That happens at the Chamber building, 8:30 in the morning. Questions, call Michelle at the Chamber, 298-2214, press 0. And that's going to wrap it for a Monday. This has been Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. I hope you've enjoyed the information presented to you by Clay Parker and Courtney also. We're back again tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Dave Lords all day from Laughlin Ranch to talk about the development, what's going on in Laughlin Ranch, who's buying what, who's selling what. He might even be able to tell us about Laughlin Ranch itself, the golf course and the restaurant and the spa. So tune in tomorrow for Dave Lords. And why my music just stopped? That's interesting.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.